Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Well, this has been a very exciting show. And this has been, is about to be, actually, a very exciting hour. I can't tell you how thrilled I am about this hour. This hour has been in the works, in the making, in the preparation. Not that I prepare, you understand. I rely on my guests to be prepared. All I have to do is know what to ask. Because it's my guest who has all the answers. And, you know, from time to time, I talk about unique forms of travel. I've invented a couple of terms which I know will show up in the common vernacular. One of them already has. If you go to Google and you go Google castle hopping, you'll find some tour operators and some guidebooks are already using that term. That was me, kid. I invented that about, I'm going to say, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Probably more like 12 years ago. Maybe 13 years ago. I was doing some seminars when I was a sponsor of the New York Times Travel Show for 8 years. They would always ask me to do some seminars on travel. And one of my favorites, I used to do my two favorite, well, there were three favorites now that I think about it. One was traveling with your pets. And one was the best places to shop in the world. And the other I termed castle hopping. And castle hopping was not only visiting castles by day, but planning your trip so that you could stay in castles, palatial homes, manor houses at night, so that you stayed in the century, that you stayed in the mood. And I came upon that ages ago when I spent a whole day visiting castles in Ireland. And we saw four or five that we actually visited. And then others, you'd just see ruins at the side of the road, and you'd pull the car over and go run around, take some pictures. If they weren't scaffolded up or with barriers, you couldn't get in, we'd roam around inside. And after a day of that, we were scheduled to stay at the wonderful G Hotel, the G. And they do it in small letters, not caps. The G Hotel in Galway. In County Galway, Ireland, but in Galway town, which is a very snazzy, very, very over-the-top modern hotel. And I want to tell you, it was like having wonton soup followed by tacos. It just didn't fit together. We should have stayed that night at Glenlow Abbey in Galway or the Delphi Lodge in Connemara. Or the Ardlin in, what is that place called? Taylor Park, also in Galway. It's a little neighborhood in Galway. Those are all oldie worldy kind of places that fit the mood of what you were doing all day long. But, you know, it was like getting out of, the warm Caribbean and walking into a bowl of ice cubes. It was just, no. But I also invented another term. And that term is intentional travel. And intentional travel has a number of nuances to it. One being, even if you're going to go to a place that has beaches and palm trees and fancy cocktails, and you don't have a lot on your agenda, there may be special interests that you have, and maybe you want to meet people in that destination with like interests. Maybe you're a scoutmaster or a teacher or a carpenter, or, you know, you're in some form of performing or visual arts, or you're a craftsperson, you're a glass blower or whatever. And your trip would be so much enhanced if you met people in that destination that have share interests that you have. So that's one form of intentional travel. Another form is when you're going with a very specific purpose. And I have somebody that we've been planning for more than a couple months now to have her on the air with us, because she's probably the height of intentional travel in the list of guests we've had on to talk about that kind of subject. Those of you who live in the Albany, New York area, who live in Berkshire County, who can pick up the NPR station, WAMC, out of Albany, may well know, if you listen in the mornings to the weekday program called The Roundtable, Rosemary Armeo. And if you've been listening in the last couple of months, since I'm going to say about the middle of May, which is, I guess, almost exactly the last couple of months, she's disappeared. Now, she made an announcement well before going off, and she will be back, and I suspect she probably may even do some guest appearances on WAMC out of Albany, New York, sometime during her tenure in the Middle East, where she is now with a very intentional purpose. And we've got Rosemary Armeo on the line in Jordan. How about that, kids? We never talked to anybody in Jordan before. We've talked with people about Jordan, about Syria, people who remember Syria when it was this gorgeous touristic place with unbelievable history, that most of which has been abolished, just destroyed, turned to rubble, and quite the tragedy, ancient historic monuments and temples, and sad. But we've got Rosemary on the line with us. Bravo. And we're going to be talking with her right after this.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Oh, you have no idea how thrilled I am to be able to say these words. I have Rosemary.
That was so interesting.
I have Rosemary.
That was so interesting.
Well, that's that, and that in typical Rosemary Armeo style, get right in there. Thank you. Thank you. I am thrilled. You, I mean, you know what? I guess I feel the way people who, once I was walking down a street in New York City on Madison Avenue around 60-something street, and I was crossing the street, and coming the other way was this very handsome guy. And he caught my attention at first because his eyes were Caribbean blue. You know, like the Caribbean Sea, had these gorgeous blue eyes. And as I walked shoulder to shoulder past him, I stopped dead in the middle of the street. Good that, you know, the light was with me. And turned around and realized that was Paul Newman, who just walked by me. And while...
And
for people who are listening in the WBRK 101.7 and WSBS 860 on the AM dial in Berkshire County, know well he and his wife Joanne Woodward would come up almost every summer and direct and act in plays at the Williamstown Theater Festival, just up the road a piece from our studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of the Berkshires. But when you meet somebody that you know well, it's like, I mean, if you bumped into Carol Burnett, you know, you'd feel like you just met your best friend, and she would look at you as yet another fan, you know. And so Rosemary, even though we've had a chance to chat a bit and do a lot of emailing back and forth while you are in Jordan, I feel like I'm talking to my best friend because I know you so well, listening to you on the round table. And, you know, you pretty much hardly know me from yet another donut in the donut shop.
I know, but I have your book on my Kindle. I am going to now listen to your radio program. So I'm terrible that I had to be on it first like this in order to know about it. But judging from the intro, castle hopping, shopping, best places to shop in the world, I want to listen to that. Sounds good.
Oh, I'm glad that we're taping this. Thank you for the endorsement. I can't
She's
wait.
She's not paying me to say this. She's not paying me.
We hardly pay anybody, so... But thank you for that. I'm so glad that you have downloaded Rumors, my novel. I know in advance you're going to love it, only because at this point, 87% of the people who have read it have given it either a 5-star or 4-star review. And the 5 stars are 70%. 17%
are
4 stars.
Cool.
I mean, it's a great shock to me, you have to understand. But I knew it was good when I had to read it 5 times in 4 weeks. At the very end, before the publication, every time I publish,
right,
I'd say, now read for this. Now read for this. By the time I read it the 5th time, I thought I was going to die. Except, 5 times in 4 weeks is enough already. But as I was getting into reading it the 5th time, I was about 75 pages in, and I looked at my husband, because I wrote it. I'm now reading it for the 5th time in 4 weeks, and I'm engaged in it. And I looked at my husband and said, you know, this is really good. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to dive in learning about Rosemary Armeo and the reasons she's in Jordan now and will be in the Middle East for most of the year. So don't leave me, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Rosemary Armeo. She is the regional editor for the Middle East and North Africa for an organization whose abbreviated letters are OCCRP, and that stands for Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. That's a mouthful.
It is.
So how did you, first of
it's
all...
It's a little intimidating, too, when you call up and say, I'm working with, they, people tend to take notice of you.
Yeah, well, crime and corruption will get people's attention, particularly in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So you teach, you write, you're a journalist, you're an investigative reporting person. And explain to my listeners, you know, where is it that you teach, and how did you get involved in this project, and what is it that you're doing exactly?
Okay, cool. I'm going to stop teaching. I'm officially retiring from the State University of New York at Albany, UAlbany, at the end of this summer. But I've been there for nearly 10 years, and I have tenure, and I was living a very happy life as a professor of eager, young, and very bright people. I love the students at UAlbany, and working, as you said, at WAMC. And I'm a bleeding heart liberal, and then Donald Trump came in and began talking about the media as enemies of the people, and has consistently put down and underplayed the contribution to democracy of newspapers. And I happily am at an age and at a level of financial independence that I could do something about that. And so I decided that I wanted to come back and work on investigative reporting as an editor. That's a skill that's not widely known on this side of the Atlantic. So I was happy to come back and do that. I actually thought I'd be working in Eastern Europe, which is where OCCRP is based. But an opportunity came to work here in Amman, Jordan, with a group called Arij, which is Arab Reporters for Investigative Journalism. And as hard as talking about organized crime groups and high-level politicians on the take, as hard as that is in the United States or even in my own Albany, New York, it's much harder in the Middle East, where there are no laws that protect journalists. There's not a tradition of journalism, where it's even a crime to say certain mean things about the King of Jordan. You know, it's hard then to be writing about the topics that I'm interested in. So I consider it a huge honor to be here and to be working with journalists who are trying to do a really, really hard job under terrible circumstances.
But the Middle East,
about a year, and I'll be here. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Stephanie.
I was going to say the Middle East doesn't have the market cornered on that kind of heavy-handed approach to anybody saying, because as a traveler, you wouldn't want to say anything negative about the King of Thailand. Because the penalties are equal to what it was when it was the King of Siam. You know, nothing's changed in hundreds of years. And they have very, you know, keep your American criticism
to yourself.
It's not quite
the same here. When I was in Thailand, we would be like in a train station, and the king would come on to make an announcement, or there'd be a commercial with his picture on, and people just stopped everything. They just stood stock still and showed their respect, as we might, you know, in doing the Pledge of Allegiance. But here in Jordan, it's not quite the same. You can get away with certain things. The queen here is not very well liked, not like Queen Noor, our American princess that we sent here. And so you'll hear gossip and things, and people will say nasty things, and they're a little more open. It is kind of interesting.
But isn't there a risk of somebody ratting on somebody and somebody getting locked up for, you know, bad-mouthing the establishment?
I mean, if you were a high-profile person and you said the wrong thing in a particularly unwise way, like writing to a newspaper or going on television, yeah, there's a risk of it. And there's a risk for journalists, for sure, that they might write something or do an article in an incorrect way from the point of view of government, and that you will end up being disciplined in some way. Your paper is punished, or you lose your job. I have a friend who lost a job for an article she did that was simply reporting the truth. And I used to feel smug about that. Like, wow, that could never happen in the United States. We have it so good. Now I'm not so sure of it. I see terrible harassment at the highest levels of the press, including now shutting down press conferences, daily press briefings, so you can't bring your camera and your tape recorder, and the tools of the trade are being outlawed.
That's very uncomfortable.
And will be vilified as fake news producers. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. So I actually like working with people who have always had that situation, and there are ways around it and ways to confront it, and it requires being really skilled and also being very brave. Not a bad lesson for America.
But you know what's funny about, I mean, funny in an ironic kind of way, not ha-ha, about, you know, your observations about journalism and freedom of speech in the Middle East. You know, we think of many Middle Eastern countries as being less civilized, or, you know, people are less educated, or they're less of whatever it is we think, whether we know what we're talking about or not, which is always one of my pet peeves, because I had a Socratic-style professor in graduate school who would throw out a sentence or two that was so absurd, and then sit down and let the class battle out what he just said. And then it was a two-hour class. Somewhere about an hour and 40 minutes in, he would stop the conversation or debate, dialogue, and get up and kind of analyze what everybody had to say. And then kind of, you know, give you the third side of the coin that you weren't thinking about at all. And, you know, when you look at, and one of the things, the reason I thought of him, his name was Dr. Mark Belf. He's probably no longer on this planet because he was old when I had him as a teacher. But one of the things that I remember him saying to people, you know, when somebody would say, well, that's my opinion, you're not entitled to an opinion just because you were born. You need to have studied it, analyzed it, evaluated it, learned everything you can about it, and from all of that, you can draw a conclusion. But just to wake up in the morning with an opinion is not valid. And far too often, we hear people expressing, you know, their opinion as if opinion is a birthright. And if I want to think this, I can think it, whether there's any basis in fact or information or any knowledge about it on a real level is immaterial. But I just wanted to throw one thing at you, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive in further. It was interesting to me that everything that you were just talking about related to a kind of suppression of speech, whether it is coming through journalists or from individuals that wind up in the public arena. We think of Russia as being much more advanced in so many ways than many Middle Eastern countries. And yet, what you talked about, you know, anybody says something in print or otherwise, and they disappear. They get, you know, the key gets thrown away. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and find out more about Rosemary Arameo's experiences in Jordan. Fascinating. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 5 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger, create bigger, brighter school days, and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
We're hungry for more.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Walking in the sand.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Jordan in the Middle East, I have Rosemary Armeo. Those of you who are listening in Western Massachusetts and New York State, you probably know Rosemary from having been a valued member, and you are Miss Darling, especially by me, a value member of a radio show on WAMC, an NPR station out of Albany, called The Roundtable. And Rosemary has taken a sabbatical from not only her educational position at SUNY at Albany, but also from what she had been doing with the radio show, The Roundtable, and you are sorely missed. I mean, I fell in love with you.
Yeah, it's not a sabbatical, though, Stephanie. I have I retired. I retired from that job to do this. I jumped into it with 2 feet.
And, how long will you be?
I took a job here, so I have an elderly mother back in Albany, so I'm not going to stay away forever, but I took a job and a commitment to stay in Jordan, which is my first assignment for a year. One thing when you travel, I used to think, wow, it was great to get 10 days to go like to Europe and see, you know, 14 different countries or cities. And now if I stay less than 6 months someplace, I feel like I've hardly scratched the surface.
That's because you've become a traveler.
It's a great pleasure to be here this long. I just signed up last night for, I spent the first night in my apartment. I had to get an apartment in a foreign city. That was a trip. I'm not sure yet that I made the wisest decision either, but it's all good for stories. I'll be telling stories about this for the rest of my life.
And that's what, was it Nora Ephron's mother who said, everything is copy?
So everything is copy. Exactly right. Even in fact, in travel, and you know this, if you have a perfectly a relaxed and smooth trip, it's kind of boring. But when things go wrong and you get lost and you get pickpocketed and you know, you don't know what you're doing, those make for the best stories later.
Did you get pickpocketed? Did you get pickpocketed? Did someone pick your pocket?
Not here. Not in the Middle East. No, I was pickpocketed in Puerto Rico once at the airport.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. Yeah, people do stupid things.
Do.
You know, I have to tell you, I have this nasty habit of sticking my nose into other people's business because I hate for somebody to have to go through what I went through of 2 weeks of misery at motor vehicles, calling all the credit card companies, you know, changing locks on our doors when my purse, which had a shoulder strap, was hanging the way many women and now men who carry man bags over the back of my chair in a very, very fancy New York City restaurant that we were having brunch at. And when we entered, we were the only people there. We met our cousins who had come in from out of town, and we met them at Maxwell's Plum in New York City, Upper East Side. And I left my bag over the back of the hanging over the back of the chair. It with one pinky, somebody can walk by and allow that strap to slide between your fourth finger and your pinky, holding it down at thigh level, and just keep walking, and you won't even know it walked away till you're ready to leave, and it's the OMG moment of, what do I do now? I got lucky because I got my bag back. Like, whoever took it took my cash, my gold Mark Cross pen, and my Tissot watch that my husband bought me on our first trip to Europe.
Well, in contrast, we talk about how Americans seem to think we're better than everybody else. I had a friend when we were traveling through we're in Bulgaria. We're on our way to get to Bulgaria. We traveled all through Greece. I don't remember where we were. I think it was right on the border of the two countries. We stopped to get something to eat, and she left a pocketbook there and didn't realize it even until she was back some distance away on the bus. And yet she called the bus company, and it was found. It was saved. The next bus into town after we got there brought it to her. There was nothing touched in it, not the money, not the credit cards, not anything.
Well, at least this guy, he stashed my purse in the display of a one-hour photo place on 2nd or 3rd Avenue in New York City. When they went to clean the window 3 weeks later, they turned up. You know, all that stuff I had to go and, you know, get again. But you're right about that. We left our camera with about 2,000 photos we had just taken in England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Ireland. And we left it in a taxi the next to last night of the trip. And we didn't realize it till the next morning, because we arrived at 11 o'clock at night. It was dark. It was raining. The camera case was black. The taxi seat and the floor was black. Everything was dark. And it was pouring out. And the cab drove away. And do you know that not only was it turned in, they have a very special procedure in the UK. Luckily, because we travel with equipment into countries that want to know the serial numbers of every piece of equipment you have, even though this isn't a big, giant camera, it's a normal camera, but I knew what the ID number was because of going to places like Greece and Jamaica, where they want to know the ID numbers so that everything that goes in actually leaves with you and that you're not black market selling it. And so I was able to get it back. Is that not amazing? I'm where in America do you leave a really nice camera in a taxi and get it back? But unusual. Explain to my audience, because in America we are geographically challenged, what countries border Jordan?
Well, it sounds scary. It is to the south of Syria. It also borders Israel on one side. It borders Iraq on the other. So it's a location that you might call a hot spot, and yet it's not unsafe here. And I mean that in every way. I have no problem walking out at night, although I stay out of taxis. They're bad everywhere in the world. We could talk about my hatred of taxi drivers sometimes.
Go to Japan.
The taxis at night are bad, but I feel perfectly safe. Everyone is very nice, and there's not a lot of terrorist attacks here. In fact, I was more in danger in New York than I am here. And this is a country that has accepted thousands of refugees from Jordan, from Yemen right now, where the United States is also getting involved in a war. So there's all kinds of people, displaced people here who left. There's great poverty, but they are not threatening. There's also a great friendship with the United States. Jordan gets a lot of foreign aid from the United States. Many people speak English or study English, expect to speak English someday. They have traveled to America. They know a lot about what's going on. It's very homey feeling. And I'm in Amman, which is a big city. It's a big modern city. There's nothing here that I lack for, although water in my house may be one of them, but other than that, it's very advanced despite poverty and being in a geographically hot location.
You know, before we went on the air, we were talking about the weather report. Years ago in my last life, when I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, we were a franchise company, and we sold master rights to individuals who had the skill and the money to invest, and then they would be the ones who would oversee the local development. And I actually sold the master rights for the GCC, which was Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, and we can argue over how the pronunciation of that is, Bahrain, the UAE, and we threw in Egypt because that's where we would have our meetings, although I never did go to have a meeting on the other side. They always came to me. We were going to have the meetings in Egypt because in Egypt, women are accepted in the business world. These folks were based in Saudi Arabia. And this was, you know, I wouldn't have to dress up in some costume that was acceptable to the local government. And so the plan was that's what we would do. And so I sold this region, and you didn't even know it was for sale. But one of the things that I heard from one of the sons of Prince Fahad, who was in line to the throne somewhere down that, he was one of the 100 families, but the sons weren't, the father was. But they used to joke with me about the weather report, that the weather report in Saudi Arabia was, today it will be hot and sunny, tomorrow it will be hot and sunny. The long-term forecast is hot and sunny.
Chance of rain, 0%. I got here in late May. There's not been a drop of rain. I took a weekend trip to Tunis, and rain fell from the sky. It was Tunisia, just not that
wonderful
here, but
apparently not
in the dry belt.
Must have
and,
been much
there was a rainbow at the end of this kind of short but violent storm. There was a rainbow. It's like, wow, I remember that.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me. Remember, we're the skeletons. Softly, softly with me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Rosemary Armeo, the regional editor for the Middle East and North Africa for Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. So exactly, you say you're working in Jordan. Mm-hmm. How is this structured? There's a classroom somewhere? There's an office building?
I'm working with working journalists. I'm working in the offices of AREJ, Arab Reporters for Investigative Journalism, helping out with some management and editorial here. You know, we're trying to improve the capability and the capacity, I guess, is how the NGOs talk about it. We're increasing the capacity of journalists who work here. So that's part of my task. And part is just to find really great stories that good and kind of maybe even inexperienced journalists want to tell and help them to tell those stories. These are things that, stories about the world that are not getting out. A lot of them in this area are from Syria and Yemen, where there are not a lot of Western reporters, if any, and they tell just remarkable things. Every day I hear about stories that I just could not have imagined. You know, there's wars going on, there's refugee flows everywhere, there's climate change. We're on, you know, ground zero of climate change in the world, a part of the world where it's becoming increasingly uninhabitable during the summers. What happens to people and how do they act? Water issues here. So I have to dig out these stories and we want to try to get them told.
Now, you mentioned something quickly about not having water in your apartment. What are you talking about?
This is interesting. If you look up, can you drink the tap water, which is a typical question whenever you travel, here's what the guidebooks say about Jordan, about Amman specifically. Yes, you can drink it. No, you can't drink it. Yes, you can drink it, but you probably shouldn't. So what do you do? And most of the people here have a water filter that's attached. It's water that comes in the tap, but it filters out like chlorination. There's a lot of chlorination and other things. So that's one way to do it, although many people don't trust that. And like in my new apartment, it's really an old apartment, a very old house. The filter is filthy, so I don't feel like that is capable of cleaning water. And then you have a tank on the house. People fill up tanks on the roof or in the side yard, and those are pumped into the house. And today was the day that the tank is supposed to be filled. It's Tuesday. The water is on today, my landlord tells me. Well, no water was ever on, and I'm not sure when I leave my office and go home if I have water running out of my tap at all tonight. Now, that is not a problem that I ever faced in America. So when I was looking for the house, you know, a place to live, I checked the, you know, the condition of the mattresses, and I checked to make sure there were no, you know, that it was secure and safe. I never checked whether it had water. I just assumed there would be water. So you live and learn.
Ah, yes, the old lawyer's phrase about what the word assume means.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, I have always recommended for people with sensitive stomachs, for people traveling with babies, for people traveling with dogs and cats, or maybe other pets, because there are more and more people traveling with snakes and ferrets and I don't know what. You're probably, even if you do not leave the borders of the U.S., but especially if you do, that before, a couple of months before you leave home, you start using and weaning in some bottled water that you trust. You know, there are Canadian brands, there are U.S. brands, there's Avian, although there was a time period where they said Avian had some things in it it shouldn't have. I think that's decades ago, though they more than likely have cleaned up their act. Whatever water, and you start phasing out the local water and phasing in this bottled brand water that you either can pack in your trunk and take with you, or you know is easily available in supermarkets or convenience stores wherever you're headed. And that way, because often people get upset stomachs, not because there's something wrong with the water, but because the water is different and their body isn't used to it. And particularly with little ones.
I hate plastic bottles.
And with good reason.
Is being overrun. The oceans are being run. The rivers in Bosnia are beautiful, amazing wild rivers.
I will tell you.
Look at them, and there's just bottles floating everywhere. I hate it.
Well,
I hate contributing to that.
It's more than the plastic bottles. There's no way that you can know that any liquid in a bottle, in a plastic bottle that you're going to drink, hasn't been exposed to great heat. And in especially where you are, in Jordan, in the Middle East, where the temperature's been running over, you know, triple digits since you've been there. But, you know, I often will see a pallet of bottled something, water or sodas or whatever, sitting in a gasoline station that's just been dropped off, and it's been sitting, and then I come back 5 days later, and it's still there. It hasn't been moved out of the sunshine. And I have been told by someone who has been dealing with cancer therapy at a major New York City hospital that her doctor told her they didn't want her even to have plastic straws because the PVCs or chemicals or whatever, if it's exposed to extreme heat, that will break down and leach.
That's even the chemicals in Kampala in Eastern Africa where I lived for many months. You would find young kids would be running behind cars and picking up bottles, and somebody would toss a bottle out. They'd pick up the bottles, and they would fill them with water, and that's what you were buying, as supposedly pure water.
That's
so
scary.
No, I don't trust that whole bottled water thing. Even though now it looks like I'm going to be forced into it a bit.
Maybe you get lucky and get one of those gadgets with that they used to put in offices with a big glass. Jug
I just ordered
on
one
top.
Today. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a water bubbler.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going
exactly.
to do that. They have services here that do that. Nestle.
Now we've got
an American company.
We've got
just about a minute. Is it an American company? European country company. I'm definitely already one of them.
We've got barely a minute. You mentioned you've been to Tunisia. Have you had enough time to visit other places around Jordan or within Jordan that is noteworthy that maybe our listeners need to know about? And
the,
literally, you've got about half a minute.
The Dead Sea is amazing. Petra is on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was the scene of the movie from Indiana Jones is amazing. Wadi Rum is in a desert scene that where they filmed The Martian. There are desert castles. The oldest statues of humans are in the Archaeology Museum, the Jordan Museum here in Amman. This is a country overlooked by tourists because of unwanted fears of security, and it should not be missed.
Well,
that's my commercial for Jordan.
Amazing. We have to go. Oh, come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Got to fly now.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.